Obviously, this time yesterday, it wasn't just CRL. The Prime Minister was here defending her government's approach on drugs. The government is soft on drugs, of course. They want pill testing at festivals. They want to legalise cannabis. And this was on the day we got the news the country was awash in meth. Never been more of it, never been cheaper. So is a liberal approach from a government a good approach? Peter Lyndon James, now he's a former addict turned drug rehab expert. He's the author who runs Australia's only self-funded rehab centre. And he is with us from Perth. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's your view of a government's role in drugs, drug rehab and drug approach in terms of liberalism versus conservatism?
Well, basically, I think it's the government's role, basically, is current to the community, state and the nation in which they serve, is to set the standard of what's acceptable and what's not acceptable.
So what we've got in this country at the moment is a government that wants to test pills at festivals, wants to legalise cannabis, and the country's currently awash with meth. Is that an approach you would think is the right one?
No, that would actually be absolutely what I would call ludicrous, not okay, wrong parenting, and especially being put in a position of government, really, really bad. It's not okay to test pills. By testing pills, you're saying that it's actually okay to use pills. It's not okay to use pills. It's not okay to smoke cannabis. It's not okay to use methamphetamines. And we're living in a generation today, and I specialise in addiction, especially methamphetamine and other drugs, coming from the experience that I have, that when you pill test a pill, you're saying it's okay, we'll test it first. That's just not okay. That's absolutely ludicrous and not okay. And especially today, I've just come back from actually New Zealand, a three-week seminar, and compared to New Zealand and Australia, you have an epidemic in New Zealand, right? And I went from Entire in the north right down to the south, and all my seminars were full of people desperate for answers of what to do with methamphetamines. People in your country are smoking methamphetamines like they were cannabis 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's not just people. We're talking about kids in year six in primary school.
Do you... I talked about this with the Prime Minister yesterday. My argument is this. Does anybody wake up in the morning, never having had or taken drugs before, and suddenly start taking meth, or do they start on softer stuff?
They actually start on softer stuff. I watched your recording today with regards to the interview with Jacinta, and I can actually clearly say that she's coming from an uninformed position in the comment and the information and decisions that she's made. She actually hasn't lived the life that I've lived, 26 years of prisons and institutions, sticking needles in my arms since I was age of nine. She's coming from an academic perspective, and what she's doing is not okay. And that's the problem we have in society today. We have a bunch of geeks. I don't mean to be rude or disrespectful, but we have a bunch of geeks who have no idea about addiction except what they've learned from a book, except for a man like me who has 40-plus years of experience, lived experience. Whatever you do, please, just don't legalise cannabis. Don't pill test kids. You're destroying the next generation that's coming up. We as adults, we must lead the path for the next generation to follow.
Their argument is, and you will have seen it, is, look, they already do it anyway, so let's make it safe for them. What do you say to that?
Well, that's absolutely ludicrous. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, it's like condoning divorce. I mean, marriage is for better or for worse or death to us part. I mean, you can't just swap multiple partners. I run Australia's largest and sweetest rehab with 240 men in there, and all their problems, the root causes, are started from parents' childhood where they separate. And to fix their problem, they turn to addiction, drugs and substances. Yeah. And it always starts off with cannabis, which leads to methamphetamines, which leads to pills and ecstasy and trips and acid. And what the hell are we doing? The government should be protecting us and helping us to raise our children and providing a safe place for us as parents to do so.
Peter, appreciate your time very much. Peter Lyndon James out of Perth, who can argue with them.